91X News.
It's 10 degrees and mostly cloudy at 4 o'clock. From the Cadet Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Brittany Woodcock. Northumberland OPP say a person was found dead outside of the OPP Camelford detachment this morning around 9 a.m. The death is not considered suspicious, but OPP are still investigating it. Because of the incidents, the Camelford detachment was closed for the day but will reopen Tuesday morning. Industrial Drive was also closed for several hours but is now reopened.
Whose education?
Our education!
Whose province?
Our province!
Whose funding?
Here are the chants of students at a protest in Queen's Park that wrapped up earlier this afternoon. A group of loyalist students were a part of the protest against OSAP's proposed changes. QNET News reporter Liam Radford joined them on their trip.
A dozen loyalist students joined a protest with hundreds of post-secondary students over changes to OSAP. They left campus at 9 o'clock, and many were very passionate about OSAP. They said that if some of the changes are made, they will have no way to pay off their debt. Students gathered at University Street and Armory outside of the courthouse in Toronto, then marched to Queen's Park. The students from Loyalist were in the front of the march. At the park, the crowd gathered to hear students and politicians from the Provincial Liberal Party and NDP. The speeches in the park lasted for half an hour. The protest was planned to last until 3, but after the last speaker at 1:30, many students wandered off. Liam Radford, QNET News, Toronto.
Ontario's opposition says it has obtained more government documents that show a plan to create a health super agency is final, despite the health minister saying proposed changes to the system are still being drafted. The NDP has released documents they say appear to be government presentations and include references to cabinet approving the plan and appointing board members. NDP leader Andrea Horwath says the documents reference outsourcing services such as laboratories inspections and the province's air ambulance service.
For millions of us in Ontario, healthcare privatization is a non-starter. It's a deal breaker. When precious healthcare dollars are siphoned away from patient care and put into the profit margins of corporations, of big corporations, healthcare gets worse for people. Waits get longer.
Health Minister Christine Elliott has said her transformation of the healthcare system isn't final yet, but will not include two-tier care. Three crew members on a westbound Canadian Pacific freight train have died in a derailment near Field, British Columbia. Beth Layton has the details.
A Canadian Pacific spokesperson says in an email that the three unnamed crew members died at about 1 a.m. Mountain Time. The derailment happened between Lake Louise, Alberta and Field. A cause is under investigation and a Transportation Safety Board team is there. BC's Environment Ministry says between 30 and 40 grain cars are off the tracks and the locomotive is in the Kicking Horse River, but there's no immediate word of fuel or other contaminants in the water. Beth Layton, The Canadian Press.
White House officials have released some background information on U.S. President Donald Trump's State of the Union speech. Stephanie Ramos has more.
The State of the Union is expected to hit five specific issues, according to senior administration officials: immigration, trade deals, the infrastructure package, health care, and national security. The president has been teasing a big reveal during the speech. He may declare a national emergency so he can bypass Congress and build a wall along the southern border, or announce the date for another summit with North Korea's dictator Kim Jong-un. Officials say the speech may be shorter compared to last year's record-long speech. Stephanie Ramos, ABC News, The White House.
After nearly 3 months of testimony about a vast drug smuggling conspiracy stepped into in violence, a jury is getting instructions from the judge at the U.S. trial of the infamous Mexican drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman. Reporter Aaron Katersky has been covering the trial.
After a trial that has spanned several months, it's going to be up to the seven women and five men in Brooklyn federal court to decide the fate of the world's most notorious drug lord. There is no bigger criminal in modern times, DEA agents have told me, than Joaquin Guzman, just based on the sheer number of deaths they attribute to the drugs that he's said to have flooded the country with.
The defense claims Guzman's role has been exaggerated by cooperating witnesses who are seeking leniency in their own cases. A lawyers group has filed a lawsuit accusing the U.S. government of maintaining inhumane conditions at a Brooklyn jail after the power went out. Warren Levenstein has the story.
The lawsuit filed by the Federal Defenders of New York charges after a fire caused a power outage at the jail a week ago, the facility was left largely without heat or hot water, with only limited electricity and a near total shutdown of medical services. While guards came to work in coats and scarves, inmates were given no blankets or warm clothes as the temperature dropped, the suit says. There are 1,600 inmates in the lockup. Protesters gathered outside as word spread of conditions inside. The suit also contends federal officials made misleading statements about the dire situation inside. The electricity was restored Sunday evening. Warren Levinson, New York.
That's CNN News on 91X to 406. Sports is next.
Check out the used and vintage gear at Upstairs at Eric's at Red Ball Radio. There you'll find a room filled with vintage equipment, some good, some not so good, but all guaranteed for 30 days. A wide selection of turntables, receivers, cassette decks, and more. You're welcome to browse for that missing link to your analog delight. Red Ball Radio also services all makes of vintage gear from the 70s and 80s. Red Ball Radio, centrally hidden at 6 North Front Street or at redballradio.com. Providing good sound for 35 years.
In sports, Bevel will play host to some of Ontario's best female golfers this summer. Brett Bowen has more.
Belleville's Blackberry Ridge Golf Course was selected to host the Ontario Women's Amateur Golf Championships this July. Golf Ontario's Executive Director Mike Kelly talked about what the course has to offer.
Well, Blackberry is a good test. I mean, it's a fair test, which is you know, one of those marks of a good, great golf course, and good shot making is rewarded, and it's a beautiful piece of property.
The amateur tournament will have a field of about 100 participants, and local golfers who think they have what it takes to compete can register on Golf Ontario's website. Blackberry Ridge's club pro Bill Kerr thinks the course can offer a home field advantage.
I've been talking to some of the local women players, and I'm hoping that they'll get involved as well, because it would be nice. They do have the inside track of having played here a few times prior to, because a lot of the holes on this course, it's where you want to miss it as opposed to where you want to hit it.
And for those with golf games not suited for competition, you can still get involved as a volunteer.
You know, we need probably, usually it's about 50 volunteers, and there's a number of different roles that they can get involved with. You can, get onto the range crew, which, you're able to interact with the players as they practice, from welcoming committees to locker room to even standard bearers.
The tournament runs July 8th to 11th, but anyone interested can contact Black Bear Ridge for more details. From Belleville, Brett Bullen, QNET News.
Pegasus Cheer Athletics cheer team has been invited to Disney World for an international cheer competition called the Summit. They got this invitation after the group, ranging in age from 9 to 14, competed at the Feel the Power East Coast Championship in Mississauga. They're the only cheerleading gym in the Quinte area. The Summit will be held between May 3rd and 5th, 2019. The Rams' offense generated next to nothing in last night's Super Bowl loss to the Patriots. Mark Myers has more.
The high-powered Rams' offense went stagnant during Super Bowl 53, a 13-3 loss to the Patriots. The Rams punted on each of their first eight possessions. Jared Goff was under constant duress. He made just five completions in the first half as his team was held scoreless, and his fourth-quarter interception sealed the Rams' fate. But tackle Andrew Whitworth says don't blame the quarterback.
I think all of us really just didn't execute at a level that was needed for us to be successful. Now, just on the flip side, like when you win, I mean, Jared's going to take the heat of that, but he's a special kid, and I believe that he'll be prepared to bounce back.
The running attack also flamed out as Todd Gurley and C.J. Anderson combined for only 57 rushing yards. Mark Myers, Atlanta.
Loyalist Lancers men's and women's basketball teams lost to the George Brown Huskies last Friday. The men's teams lost 92-54, making it their second loss in a row and only their third at home. With a 7-9 record, they currently sit seventh in the East and have four games remaining this season. The women's team lost 75-53 and extended their losing streak to four games. The women currently sit sixth in the East with a 5-10 record and have two games remaining in the season. Both teams look to turn things around and gain a momentum before the season ends when they head on the road to face the Algonquin Thunders on Saturday. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville. Today, mainly cloudy. Fog patches dissipating early this afternoon, high 7. Tonight, periods of rain ending before morning, then cloudy. Wind southwest 30 kilometers an hour, gusting to 50. Temperature steady near 6. At 4:10, it's 10 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Brittany Woodcock, QNET News.